It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome to the Grilling Guys. You're listening to us on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the middle of May, and spring is kind of sprung, and summer's just peeking at us a little bit. And,
yeah, what's with all these May showers? Yeah. I thought it was supposed to be April showers.
I know. It's all been a little backwards. We have been in Lorraine. That voice you just heard is Chaz Thompson, the baritone of beer, and many other talents. And because Barbecue Bob has got a new J-O-B, and he is on some training this week, actually for about the next 3 or 4 weeks.
I didn't know about old dogs.
Yeah, right. And I don't think it's a new trick. It's just a different trick. But I saw the ladies out front of the studio here playing with a dog, teaching it to sit and lay down and roll over. I don't think all the treats in the world could get Bob to do that. But anyway, so Chaz, thanks for sitting in. And might be a familiar voice for the next few weeks because I think this thing's got a few weeks in front of us. But never fear, Bob will be here. We're going to call him later in the show. He can't stay away. But so Chaz, did you do any cooking this weekend or this last week since I've talked to you?
So last Saturday, since I didn't have to help you with the show, one of my buddies calls me, Uncle Myron, and he says, we need to have a meeting about some stuff coming up, and my boat's in the water. So meet me down, we're going to Lake Erie and getting walleye.
Oh, there you go.
So I had walleye. Fresh, never frozen walleye to grill.
There's nothing better than that, man. I mean, if you like fish, walleye is the fish to eat. So you had fresh walleye and you grilled it. A lot of people will deep fry it. Some people will pan fry it. But what'd you do on the grill?
I put the big cast iron griddle down and flat topped it.
Okay.
And just, you can use your little oil mister.
Okay.
You know, and you'd
like
barely
a squirt bottle with olive oil or whatever.
Yeah. And if you buy one off Amazon, don't get the cheap one.
Okay.
You'll just
you made that mistake?
It'll run down your hand.
Okay.
Get the good one. And then you just mist a little bit of oil on there. And
on
I
the
like,
griddle or on the fish?
On the fish.
Okay.
You know, and I got the good seasoned griddle. So we're talking cast iron religion here.
Right.
And just ever so lightly, don't have the heat blazing. And just softly grill it there, and if it breaks apart a little bit, you're done.
Yeah.
And just one side and the other, and the oil I was using, I had flavored.
Okay.
So I got some of these fancy bottles, and you put some herbs in there and right. some of my pepper dust and stuff in this olive oil.
Right.
And let it set for a few months.
Right.
And now all the flavor you need is right in there.
Yep.
And I served that up with some grilled taters.
Oh, okay.
I found
did you slice them thin or how'd you
I
make
found
them?
That waffle wavy blade for my mandolin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
yeah.
said, I'm going fancy.
There you go.
I made like thick cut waffle rounds out of some taters and put a little oil on them and put them right on flat top too.
Yep.
And it was all so good.
So you had walleye and taters, huh? Wow. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And there was a little left over in the morning. So we splashed a couple eggs down and.
Yeah.
Ate like we were at camp.
Yeah, man. That sounds good, making my mouth water just thinking about it, because walleye season is still on. Many of you, if you've listened to the show for years, we used to go walleye fishing with a guy named Captain Ken, and he was over in Augre and is still over there.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day.
Yeah, yep. And I don't think he's doing as many charters as he used to, but I just saw a Facebook post of this last week that Judy, his wife, came over and got home from work a little late, but they snuck out and got a limit in like 45 minutes. You know, so the walleyes are biting in Saginaw Bay. Well, maybe not, but Captain Ken really knows what he's doing.
Oh, he into those bottom bouncers. He's a bottom bounce troller with a big worm.
Yep.
And he knows the spots. He's been over there for years. He lives right on that Augre River.
Right.
So he walks across the front yard to get to work.
Yeah, exactly. And he was a West Michigan guy for many years and retired and went over there to chase the walleye and found Judy, too. So it's kind of cool. They're great people. And Captain Ken, if you're listening out there, sometimes he picks us up on that podcast. I miss going fishing with you. But anyway, Mother's Day was last weekend, right? And so Lisa wanted to, I said, what do you want? I'll make you anything you want for, she says, well, I want some barbecued ribs, right? And then, so then she invites a couple of the, well, the kids came over plus a couple surrogates. So now I've got to like, okay, I need three racks of ribs now. And I put them on the pellet smoker, was going good, went to church, you know, they got to be on there 4 or 5 hours anyway. So I got back and people showed up a little early, or late rather, a little late. So I was trying to hold everything and I made a mess of the ribs. They were like bricks. I went about a half hour too long on them. I was going by look. I wasn't going by temperature. I made that fatal error and they dried out.
Didn't we just have a guy on about thermopens?
Yes, exactly. And but what happened was, the second part of this story is when I found out that all the horses were coming, I got some chicken wings out, right? And put a little EVO on those and some seasoning and put them right on the smoker because I had the ribs on a rack. I had some room. So I put those on there, and I was tending to those and wasn't paying attention to the ribs. And the ribs should have come off a half hour before the wings were done, and I took them all off at the same time. And so the wings were good. I tell you what, though, I tried to crisp them up in the pizza oven. I've got one of the Gosney pizza ovens, and that thing can get up to like 900 degrees. I turned it on, and I stuck them in there, and within like a minute, I thought I'd crisp up that skin a little bit because I had smoked them. Within like a minute, it melted my aluminum pan that was so hot in there that I just thrown them in, you know, a little
cast iron, baby.
I know. That's what I had to do, but I had them in a pan. I just shoved them in there. A minute, the back of that pan all just burned away.
You know,
by that
three
flame.
More cooks and you'll be out of the aluminum pans.
Yeah, so Mother's Day was a bunch of rookie mistakes from a guy who's you know should know better, very frankly. But so I only relate that because it was all capped off with a cornhole game, and I was ahead like 17-3 or more all three games and lost them all. So not only were my ribs bad, my wings burned. But I lost in cornhole. It was. I'm not complaining about it.
Was there barley pops involved?
There might have been some barley pops involved. I won on that race, right? But anyway, Mother's Day was a little bit of a grilling disaster. So not that I'm an expert at anything, but I just wanted to relate that. It can happen to the best of them.
Well, I let my brother do the grilling on Mother's Day, and he made some pretty good burgers. And he's teaching his oldest boy a little bit more about the grilling. Mm-hmm. And so I was just backing off and letting him do his father-son thing.
Yeah.
But I did the deviled eggs.
Okay.
And I got a trick for you. If you got a rice steamer at home, steam your eggs. Those eggs have never peeled so easy in my life.
Oh, really?
I put the little bamboo steamer inside the rice cooker and just put some water in the bottom, steamed them up 15 minutes. They came out perfect and peeled so easy.
Wow.
You can look like a rock star if your eggs aren't mangled.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's all about the look when they're on the tray, right?
It's showmanship.
Right. So here's one that did work. I forgot now that you say eggs, right? Because Lisa made the deviled eggs up, and then she got distracted with the babies or whatever and didn't put any of the toppings on, right? You sprinkle it with some paprika or something just to make it look a little pretty. So I've got a chive plant, right? Cool. So I just took a pair of scissors, nipped off 10 or 12 stalks, and then cut them up really fine, and then put fresh chives on top of those. Oh, my gosh, was that good. That was a huge winner. We did a dozen eggs, so you got 24 halves gone by six people. Yep. They ate them, man. So it was that one was a winner. But anyway, so coming up next, Chaz, I understand you got a new pizza oven.
I'm in the club.
And he's in the club. So I've got the Gosney. I think he got an Uni. So I don't know if we're going to talk about the differences, but we're going to talk a little bit of pizza because I've really come to enjoy making pizza for my guests. It's something that you can let them tailor them to whatever they want, whatever flavors they want. Lots of toppings to choose from. And I'll talk about one that I made last night for Everett and I that was an absolute hit. So, but you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week, and stick with us. We'll be back.